Australia's consumer watchdog has set up a phone hotline to flush out carbon tax cheats. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission is urging people to call the hotline if they suspect businesses are using the federal government's carbon price policy to rip off consumers. It's already investigating a wedding venue that wanted to impose a carbon levy of $5 a guest and a gym that urged its members to lock in for 3 years to beat the price rise. The ACCC's Rod Sims spoke to our reporter Adam Harvey.
We will be looking out for businesses trying to take advantage of the situation to dupe consumers. So we're not here to double-check someone's arithmetic. If they think the carbon price has affected their business by 3% and we think it's 2.6, that's neither here nor there. But if they're deliberately trying to mislead consumers with false claims into accepting higher prices than that otherwise would accept, then we can take action under the Australian Consumer Law. We can issue them with substantiation notices, which requires them to substantiate the claim made. If we find they have breached the Act, there's either infringement notices available or potentially we could take them to court and penalties would follow.
How might members of the public know what's a false claim and what's not?
People have a very good sense of what makes sense and doesn't. We had a young woman ring up. She'd booked her wedding post July 1 in the springtime and had an agreed price. And then the supplier rang up and said due to the carbon price, they wanted to add another $5 per head. Now, she rang us up thinking quite rightly that, the alcohol's probably not likely to have gone up. The food is not going to be that much affected. Yes, their electricity bill will go up, but how does it amount to $5 a head? So I think consumers have a good sense of what's right and what's wrong.
Are you seeing many examples already of people making false claims?
We had a number of silly, almost humorous complaints where people were saying as early as October that the price of a slab of beer had gone up because of the carbon price. There were restaurant meals, all sorts of things. We then moved into a phase where there were some quite serious concerns. People trying to convince consumers to buy now and avoid the carbon price when it didn't look as if that was possible. People saying electricity prices have gone up by will go up by hundreds of percent, so buy solar panels. Now we're moving into further serious concerns. We had another one where someone had a fixed price for their gym membership and they were going to get charged more because of the carbon price over the next year. When they inquired about that, the gym owner said, look, if you buy 2 or 3 years gym membership, then we'll waive the carbon price impost. We've had about 190 complaints so far. We've sent a number of warning letters to people. We've had about 19 initial investigations, and we're looking at 4 cases now quite seriously.
Do you think some businesses are waiting until July 1 to put up their prices so that they can then blame that on the carbon price?
Look, I think the vast majority know. Most businesses are very straightforward, run by honest people, so I don't imagine it's going to even occur to most businesses.
Is there a rule of thumb that consumers and also businesses can use to try and work out what's a reasonable claim and what's not? A 2% price increase, something like that?
I think consumers are generally aware that electricity prices will go up by around about 10%. I think if they're seeing large increases otherwise, then it may be wise to contact us.
Now, the New South Wales government has announced it'll put up social housing rents by about $1.50 to $2 from next March. Can people report them?
Well, this is the good thing. Our Act applies to basically companies in trade or commerce, so we don't get involved in any comments that are made by politicians, or no matter which part of the debate they want to buy into. So happily, we don't have to look at the comments of politicians.
That's the ACCC's Rod Sims speaking there to Adam Harvey. And that carbon cheat hotline is 1300 303 609.